Bezos Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Tzadi Beis in Maseches Pesachim. It is the 415th daf in Shas. There, you're hearing a lot of beautiful noise of Simcha in the background. It is the second day of Sukkot. I'm recording this in the Sukkah with sounds of music of Zman Simchaseinu going on, as well as you might hear the sounds of many children, Baruch Hashem, our friends. Rabbi Avram and Yocheved Willig just had a baby on the first day of Sukkot, so the four Eisenstein children combined with Bli Ayin Hara, the first seven of the Willig children, there are 11 children around. Normally we record in the study, but of course we're not going to be mevater on the Sukkah, so I hope, and I will do my best to make sure that the shir will come out clear, but the sounds of Simcha in the background could only be Mosif to our Amelus B'Torah. Bezer Hashem, Daf Tzadi Beis, will discuss the halachas of Onen in regards to Karban Pesach. Onen is Chas V'Chalila. If someone passes away before the Kvura, they are considered an Onen. And we will learn in our Mishnah that an Onen can eat. According to the Mandomer that holds Aninus Laila Durabonim, based on Gemara and Berachos, can eat the Karban Pesach if it's the evening after the Ptira. Our Mishnah, also on the top of Tzadi Beis, Amud Aleph, will discuss the halacha of a ger that converted on Erev Pesach, whether he can bring a Karban Pesach that night. That will be a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We'll see the fasting sheet of Beis Hillel, that a ger is considered as if someone who became Tamei Lameis, he was previously Tamei Lameis, and therefore he needs Hazah, Shlishi, and Shvi from the Para Aduma. The Gemara first analyzes the halachas of Aninus, then the Gemara discusses the halachas of Melaket Atzamos, someone who moves, inters a kever from one place to the next. Then the Gemara will discuss that case of the Mishnah of a ger shenis gayer. And the Gemara will discuss whether there's a difference between an Arel Yisrael, who underwent Mila according to Beis Hillel, versus an Arel of a Goy. The Gemara will then discuss that there are times that we will not violate the Surei Derabanan in order that a person be able to bring a Karban Pesach. For example, moving a knife in area that's usher to carry only midrabanan, nevertheless we would not do mila for such a person to be able to bring a Karban Pesach, because hemidu divreiem b'makom karis. Chazal were machmir on their words, even if it was at stake was an iser kares for not bringing the Karban Pesach. The Gemara will go on to discuss other examples of that, and then we will conclude our perek. Finally, the Gemara will discuss passing through a Beis HaKvaros that is only a Chshash Midrabanan, that there is a dead body along the way of going to bring one's Karban Pesach. That's how Perek Isha will conclude. And then we will begin Perek Misha Yatame, which are the halachos of Pesach Sheni. Let's begin Beis HaShem, the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Aleph on the Beis. Oinein Toivel V'Oichel Es Pischai. No name. Someone who has lost a relative, who is ostensibly Potter from mitzvahs, nevertheless, he could go to the mikvah because he had become tamei b'neis in taking care of the nifter. And he could eat the Karban Pesach that night. Rashi explains that even though the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Chaf Aleph says that there was an iser midrabanan for an onen to have kachim even that night, nevertheless, for a Karban Pesach, they forewent that Iser Derabonon. The background behind this Iser Kachim is the following. The Gemara Brachos Tazayin Amabez, and seems that our Mishnah is going according to this opinion as well, as the Gemara will bear out, is that the Iser of an Onen to eat meat and drink wine and his Ptura from mitzvos is only on the day of the Ptira. The night subsequent to Ptira, it's only Midrabanan. Hence, even if there hasn't been a Kvura, nevertheless the Onen could eat the Karban Pesach. Continues the Mishnah, HaShomei Al Moso, someone who hears about a close relative that passed away, that normally he would sit Shiva for. If it's a Shmua Rechoka, if it's after 30 days, then in such a case he does not sit a full Shiva. Nevertheless, the Yom Shmua is considered an One Midrabbanan. Hashemeal Moisev Amalakid Lo Atzamas, or someone who interred his father or mother, Toivel Voichel Kachim. So then in such a case, they could be Toivel and eat Kachim that night, since the day itself is only Midrabbanan. So then in such a case, that night they could eat even Kachim, even though we learned earlier that the halacha is that when it comes to an Einain, so then we will only be Matar Karban Pesach, we will not be Matar Achilas Kachim. Rashi explains that's when the Einain is the Araisa. However, over here, Amalachit Otsamas and Oshomei Amoso, we said it only gets a din Einain Midrabbanan. If that's so, so then we'll be Makel for him to eat Kachim already that night. The Mishnah continues on the second line. Gershon is Gari Be'er of Pesach. Someone converted an Erev of Pesach. We have a fascinating discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Yomrim Toil Voichel as Pischel Erev. He could go to the mikvah and eat his Karban Pesach that night. Beis Hillel Yomrim, Beis Hillel is a fascinating shita. Haparish min ha'arla, someone who removed themselves from their arla, kiparish min ha'kever, as if they removed themselves from Tumah. Rashi explains that they need Hazah Shlishi Ushvi from a Paraduma, and therefore they cannot bring the Karban Pesach. The Gemara begins analyzing the first halach in the Mishnah. My time, what's the reason that someone who's Tavol V'Ochel is Pischo Le'erev, and the Karban can be eaten that night, Kosovar Aninus Delaila Derabbanan. This man number holds that Aninus at night is only Midrabbanan. The Gabi Pesach, Lo Emidu Devrem B'Mokum Karis. And when it came to a Karban Pesach, they weren't Machmir on their words, in the case of which what was at stake was an Isur Karis. Someone who misses a Karban Pesach, in normal instance, it is a Avera Chamura, it's punishable by Karis. So they weren't Machmir on Aninus Derabbanan, and they forego the Isur of an Onein to eat Kachim Midrabbanan at night, in order to allow him to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach. Gabi kachim, but when it comes to kachim, hemidu dvarim b'makom aseh. Even though there is a mitzvah of achilas kachim va'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, nevertheless that is an aseh, and it's not punishable by karis, and therefore they said an onei midrabbanan cannot eat kachim. The Gemara continues. It's a little bit later at night now. The Rav Avram came by to pick up his children, and we wish him a mazel tov, and that he should have lots of nachas from all of his children. And now it's later at night in the sukkah. I don't want to wake neighbors that are sleeping in the sukkah, so we'll do the daf a little bit lower. We also learned in our Mishnah, Shemeel Meisoy, if somebody chas v'chalila hears banuz of Patira, and Malakat Atzama, so then he could eat kachin that night. Malakat Atzama, Haboy Azor Shlishi Vishvi, asks the Gemara, but if he interred a body, so then he became Tamei Meis. In order to eat kachim, he needs the Zrikas Mechatas, he needs the Zrika of the Paraduma. Ema Shaliktu Lo Atzamas, not that he himself did it, he didn't come in contact with the body, but rather others had done it for him. So then the halacha is that he's Misabel on that day, and the evening he's no longer Misabel. We learned in our Mishnah, Gershon Iskayer, yeah, machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what's the halacha? Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Yochanan, machloikis ba'arel nachri. Machloikis revolves around a Gentile who was an arel that converted. Beis Hillel Savri, gazri shemi yitame l'shana haba. We're afraid that he's going to next year become tamei. He says, last year when I was tamei and then I converted, no one said boo, and I was able to eat. So think the same when he becomes Tamei as a Jew. So for that reason, when he was Megayer, we wait 7 days, just in case he had come in contact with Tumah, to learn that you cannot bring a Karban Pesach. Back into the Gemara, Devei Silo Sari, Gzer Shami, Tamei L'Shana, Abba will become Tamei next year, V'yoymer, and he'll say, Ishtake, the year before, Milo Tavalti, Achalti, Achshav Nami, et Bol V'ochel. Last year, all I did has to go to Mikvah, and I ate right away. He won't realize that the reason why he didn't need to wait 7 days was because he was a Gentile. Now he's a Jew and he is Mekabel Tumah. So that's the Sevara behind Beis Hillel. When Beis Hillel says, it doesn't mean literally it's as if he came in contact with a dead body. One needs to get the Gemara to figure that out. Beishamai Savri Loigazrim, Beishamai says there isn't a Gzera. Ari Yisrael, Divrei HaKol Toivel V'Oichel Es Pischei Le'erev. But in Arev, Aral Yisrael, in other words, a Jew who for whatever reason wasn't circumcised, so then in such a case, he does Tevila and he could eat his Karim Pesach that evening. V'loi Gazrina, and even Beis Hill agrees, we don't make a Gzera, Arev Yisrael, Mishum Aral Nachri. A Gzera of Arev Yisrael, Atu Aral Nachri. We also learn that Bryce Ram Shimon Lozon Le Nechaku Beisham is Hillel Al Ari Israel Shatov Lachlas Pisca the Erev Al Menechaku Al Aral Nachri. The Machlek is only by an Aral Nachri. Shabisham Eim Tov Lachlas Pisca the Erev. We still learn Rima Parish Mina Oyla Kiparish Min Hakever because of the Gzera that we mentioned above. We continue recording from Omar Rava the next day, the day of the Daf Erev Shabbos Kodesh, first day of Chalmoid, second day of Sukkot. You might hear some of the music of the Simcha Space Hashoeva in the background. Amar Rava. Now we're going to summarize when it is that there are Gzeiros Midrabanan that prevent a person from undergoing the process of Tahara, and when those Gzeiros are waived. Amar Rava. Arel. Now we're going to speak about them in one-word sentences, and the Gemara then will elaborate in longer sentences. The case of Arel, Hazaa, sprinkling, V'izemel, and a knife. Then the Rabbanon did not allow to forego the din de Rabbanon. Hemidu divrei b'makom kares. The Rabbanon insisted on their words, even though what was at stake was not bringing a carbon Pesach and kares. However, oinein, the case of an oinein u'mitzayra, u'beis hapras, and a cemetery, which is only Aser midrabbanon, that we'll discuss on Amud Beis, lohem. There they forewent the din d'rabbanan. Arel hada maran. Arel is the case that we spoke about earlier, and that was the case of Beis Hillel that was worried about the next year. The convert is going to think that you don't have to be makbid about being tameh and getting the sprinkling of the para aduma if he's a tameh mace, or for that matter, waiting for tuma in general. That was discussed earlier. That was the gzeira of Beis Hillel. And the gzeira caused that the convert would not be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Karbin Pesach. So, Arel Hodamron, Hazah, what's the case of sprinkling? Da'amar Amar, Hazah Shvus, sprinkling is an Iser derabanan. The Gemara earlier in Samach Tes Amid Aleph said that we were afraid that people would come to carry the Meichatos in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore sprinkling is not done at all on Shabbos. And for that reason, if someone is Tmei Meis, they're stuck, even if they could do the Hazah, nevertheless, the Hazah would not be done if it falls out on Shabbos. Damar Mar Hazah Shvus Veinadochas HaShabbos. The third example is Izemel. When it comes to a knife from Mila, the Sanya we learned in Braisa, Kashem She'en Mavien Oisei Derech Rishus HaRabim, Kachem Mavien Oisei Derech Gagas V'Derech Hatzeres V'Derech Karfifius. We learned in the end of Meseches Erevin that there is often an Iser D'Rabbanan carrying from one roof to the next. Just like the halacha is that you're not allowed to carry a mila knife in a Rishus HaRabim, machshirei mila are not doicha Shabbos, according to most opinions, so too you can't even violate an Isser D'Rabbanan as well to be able to do the mila. Einein, the case of Einein, where we learned above in the name of Rava, that there we would be doicha the halachas D'Rabbanan, on behalf of Karban Pesach, Chada Amar, and that's what we learned in our Mishnah, that if you have Aninus Derabanan, we're makel on Aninus Derabanan in order for allowed to person to bring the Karban Pesach. Mitzayra Mahi, what's the case of Mitzayra that will forego an Iser Derabanan in order to allow him to bring Karban Pesach? The Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Mitzayra Shechal Shmini Shaloi Berav Pesach, a Mitzayra that his eighth day fell on our Pesach, V'ra Keri Boy Bayon. And then he also had Tumas Keri. Toivo V'oichel. The halacha is that he could go do tefillah and then eat that night. Amru chachamim. The chachamim allowed for a dispensation. Af al pi shetful yom eino nichnas. That the chachamim said that a tful yom is not supposed to go onto the har abayis. The iser kares for a tful yom would be to go into the azara. So they allowed him to go onto the Har HaBayis, which is normally in Iser Derabbanan. Amru Chacham, Av Bishatful Yomayin Nichnas, Ze Nichnas, we allow him to go into the Har HaBayis. Mutav Yavo Asei Sheish Bekares, in order for him to be able to not violate the mitzvah Asei of Karbon Pesach, which has Kares, V'yidcha Asei She'en Bo Kares, and we're doche the Asei that doesn't have Kares, of coming onto the Har HaBayis. The reason it's necessary, of course, for the Metzora to come onto the Har HaBayis is his carbon is being brought on that day, on the eighth day, after his saras. The carbon is being brought and the blood is put on his thumbs. And he sticks his hands into the Azara. Rashi explains, eight lines from the bottom, that the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Lamebez explains why it is that he's able to stick his fingers in. But that's not the issue in our sugya. The issue over here is the Isser Asei She'en Bokaris of him coming on to the Har HaBayis, and that is foregone in order for him to be Mekayim, the Karbon Pesach, which is an Isser Asei She'esh Bokaris. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Dvar Torah Filu Asei Ein Boy. And Rabbi Yochanan now qualifies, as we are originally introduced, really, there's no Isser at all, min ha-Taira far, the Tvul Yoim, to come to the Har HaBayis. Afilu Asein by Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim says, Vayamod Yehoshafet b'kohol Yehuda v'Yerushalayim b'beis Hashem lefnei ha-chatzar ha-chadosha. The Pshat in Divrei HaYomim is Yehoshafet gathered Yehuda to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they were surrounded by the Amorayim, the Amorites. But the Pasuk describes the area in Beis Hashem as HaChatzer HaChadosha, the new courtyard. What does that mean, the new courtyard? There was nothing new that was built in the time of Yehoshaphat. Mai Chatzer HaChadosha Shechitshu Badover, they made something new over there. Va'amru Tful Yom Lo Nichnas B'machane Leviyah, that they introduced that Tful Yom should not go into the Machane Leviyah. Machane Leviyah corresponds to the Har HaBayis area, and that was a new takana that they had made in regards to a Tful Yom. So in regards to that new takana, we forgo that new takana in order to allow this Metzora, who's a Tful Yom on the eighth day, to have his karbanos done and the blood put on his body. That's ma'akev for the karban. Beis HaPras, the last thing we had learned, the sixth category that we had learned from Rava, which was the third in which the lo emidu devrein b'makom karis, that they allowed for in Iser Drabanan to be violated in order to do the Karmen Pesach. That's the case of Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is an area that there is a chshash of a kever, which has a din of Beis HaKvaros Midrabanan. Disnan. We learned in Olos, Perek Yud Ches, V'shavim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Shebotkin La'osei Pesach, that the halach is that one is allowed to go through a Beis HaPras and to check if there are any bones there. Basically, is an area where the Chachamim were choshesh, that there was a dead body, so you're allowed to check there to allow someone who wants to bring his Karbon Pesach to go through there. We don't have to assume that the fellow is Tamei Midrabanan. However, Ve'en Botkin La'ochle Truma. But you don't do this type of checking for someone who wants to eat Truma. What exactly is this process of checking? Explains the Gemara in the second line from the top in Sadi Beis and Beis. My Botkin, Amar Rav Yehuda Meshul, Menapeach Beis HaBras V'Hoylech. You blow on the dirt. Rashi explains in the end of Dibra HaMaskel Menapeach that the blowing is the following solution. If it's a tiny bone, so then it will be blown away. If it's a large bone, so then in such a case, it will be seen. Rav Yehuda Bar Abaye Mishwed, Rav Yehuda Amar Beis HaPras Shenideish Tohar. If you have a Beis HaPras that was threshed on or before Regel, the halacha is that it's Tohar and you're allowed to pass through it. With Rashi adds the process of checking it. And when people walk over it, Rashi adds also, the bones will be destroyed. So we see Tumas Beis HaPras were Mekel, and we don't enforce the general Chumrah of Tumas Beis HaPras in the face of Karbon Pesach. Hadron Alach Ha'isha, Baruch Hashem, we have finished the ninth perek in Maseches Psachim. Let's begin the new one. Misha Yatame or Biderech HaChayka, perek Misha Yatame, someone who was Tamei or was distant from the Beis HaMikdash and was not able to bring Pesach Rishon, Lo Yasas HaRishon Yasas HaSheni, he should bring it on Pesach Sheni. Shogag Oinenas, V'lo Asas HaRishon Yasas HaSheni, if he was either a Shogag or an Ones, then he should bring it as well in Pesach Sheni. Why do we put them in two different categories and say Tamei Derech Chok and then Shogeg and Nenas? Presumably, Tamei and Derech Chok are Shogeg and Nenas. She'elu p'tur me'akares ve'elu chayovim ba'akares. That these are cases that are potter from kares. However, if they're not a shogeg or an anes, then in such a case, they're going to be chayiv in kares. In other words, in all cases, whether you could have been in a derech rechoka or could not have been, once you're a derech rechoka, you're going to be potter from kares. However, other instances where he wasn't a shogeg and an anes, he's going to be chayiv. The Gemara will spell this out a little bit more. Itmar, we learned in our Gemara, Hayy b'derech rechoka. If a person was far away, v'shachatu v'zarku alav, and they inappropriately did the shechita and the zrika for him. Rav Nachman amar hurtza, Rav Nachman says, in such a case, then the carbon works. Rav Sheshes amar lo hurtza, it doesn't work. It's not rotzu itak kodesh baruch hu. Rav Nachman amar hurtza, meches hu dechas rachmana alav. The Torah had rachmanis on him when he's b'derech rechoka, and they gave him a second option. But v'idav id, but if a karm pesach is done, tavolav bracha, then it's a bracha for him. Rav Sheshes amar lo hurtza, Rav Sheshes says it's not accepted. Mitcha dachi rachmana kitame. The Torah says he's once he's derech rechoka, then he's nitcha. He's pushed away from the carbon like a tame, and he can't decide to do it on his own, even though he's potter. Amar Rav Nachman Menah Minila, how do I know my position that it's hurtza? Disnam, we learned in the Mishnah, Misha yitamei b'derech rechoka v'leser sarish yasas hasheni. The Mishnah seems to say he didn't do it, then he does it on the second Pesach. However, if he decided to do it on the first, it's mashma from the Mishnah, will be acceptable. Rav Sheshes Amar L'Chav, Rav Sheshes say, no, that's not the way to read our Mishnah. What about the Seifa? If he's a Shogeg or an Ones, so then he doesn't do it on the first, does it on the second. Midiktani V'lo Asa, that he didn't do it, Mechlal Di Bayavid. It seems to indicate that if he wanted, he could have done it. How can you say that? Hare shogeg, hare nenas. He was a shogeg, he was an ones. He couldn't have done it. So the word v'loyasa doesn't indicate in the Seifa that he was able to do it, because then it wouldn't fit into the words of shogeg and nenas. So therefore, Rav Sheshes rejects the whole reading of Rav Nachman v'loyasa, to say that he could have done it. Ela mezid katani badayu. It must be that we're talking also about a mezid. And therefore, the Mishnah said layasa, it's talking about mezid. Hachanami so too, in the Resha, it has to say einin katani badayu. Once we say there's something missing, then einin is also there. And the Mishnah, when it says v'layasa, is talking about an einin, and that the einin could have had somebody do it on his behalf. However, all the other cases are not talking about that, according to Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Ashi Masisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also Mukhrach like Rav Sheshes had suggested, because the Mishnah said, Elu Ptur Me'akars Ve'elu Chayav Me'akars. Ahaya, what's that talking about? Ilay Ma'ashogig V'nenas. If we're talking about Shogig or an Ones, Shogig V'nenas B'nei Kars Ninu, are they people of Kares? There were shogeg and there were ananas. Elav amazed, it's going on. Mezid va'onein. Rav Nachman amar lecha, Rav Nachman will respond. La'olam amazed l'chudei. It's true, in the Seifa, it should say mezid. And that's what the Mishnah was referring to. It says, ve'elu chayavim bikaris. But in the Reisha, you don't need to have the girsa of oinein, just mezid l'chudei. And therefore, when it says v'lo asa, it's coming to tell us that if it would be done by somebody else in the Reisha, like Rav Nachman had originally suggested, then Iboy Avat. Ubedinu Diboy the Misni Chayiv. Really, it doesn't need to say Chayovin, Elu Chayovin Beikars, but just Chayiv, because we're only talking about Mezen, not Onen. Vahai Diktani Chayovin. The reason it says Chayovin, I did Tani Reisha, Pturin Tani Seifa Chayovin. Once it says in the Seifa Chayovin, so then, excuse me, once it says Reisha Pturin, so then it says in the Seifa Chayovim. So this is Rav Nachman's Mikor that he learns from our Mishnah. The basic Raya is Velo Asa Sarishon, which is Mashma that he could have done it, and we rejected Rav Sheshes's rejection of Rav Nachman. Mirza Sheman, tomorrow's daf, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, the third day of Sukkot, Rav Sheshes will bring a Raya to his position that there's no way you could bring a carbon Pesach if you're b'derech rechoka. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Tzadi Beis in Maseches Pesachim.